everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc., where we have hundreds of free hypnosis training videos for you that you can watch anytime. So if you're watching this video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on CalBanyan.com, we have additional supporting text, information, links, and graphics that just make this and all of our hundreds of free hypnosis training videos more valuable for you. So let's see, I am back with Brenda. And Brenda, let me tell you, she's going to be doing a very special thing. She's going to be helping me out here. Actually, she's leading us in a talk, probably a four-part series on working with victims of sexual assault abuse in a hypnosis practice. Now, who is she to do such a thing? Well, she's a five-pather. She is a budding one percenter, best of the best in the profession. She works at our center. And she is a professional consulting hypnotist and hypnotherapist with lots of enthusiasm for what we do. And she's dedicated to her clients, to helping other hypnotists already so young in the profession. And she has experience with rape crisis intervention work. She has a Bachelor of Arts degree in sociology and a Master's of Arts degree in criminology. And so she's here, and I'm so glad to have her. How are you doing, Brenda?
Hi, Cal. Thank you. I'm doing great. It's a great day today, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me today. I want to, before we get started, tell you all a little bit about Cal. Cal is the head of the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California. He's been a hypnotherapist for quite a number of years. He started out in Minnesota, developed his center out there, and then finally decided to come out here to California. We have a gorgeous training center here, as well as a couple of hypnotherapy offices that I'm very excited to work in every week helping people. And Cal brought us the five-path hypnotherapy system, which I use with all of my clients. Actually, we'll be talking pretty extensively over the next few weeks about how I do that, especially as we talk about victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse. And of course, Cal brought us the seventh path self-hypnosis system, working with that mind-body-spirit connection for self-hypnosis. And of course, Cal brings us every week, week in and week out, these free podcast series. And he has all kinds of services available for our grads to help us all be the best of the best, so that we can really truly be effective hypnotherapists, really be successful with our clients. And I'm very thankful that Cal brought me back today to talk about something that is my area of expertise. So thank you so much, Cal, for having me on today.
Hey, all right. Hey, before we get started, let me make a couple announcements. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right, here. As you all know, we have a certification course at our center. It is the Banyan. It is the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. It is a highly concentrated, condensed 10-day course for certification, hypnosis, hypnotherapy, 5-path, 7-path. Our next class is July 15th, and the one after that is October 14th. And let's see. We also have those courses available on DVD. Let's see what else I want to talk about. Hey, something just came in the mail yesterday. I'm pretty excited about it. And that is, I got my hypnogram, because I'm a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, and we all get our hypnogram. We also get the Journal of Hypnotism, but something special came with the hypnogram this time. What is it? It's the entire conference, National Guild of Hypnotists, 26th Annual Convention, August 9th through 11th, 2013, and the theme is going to be Legacy, Legacy of Excellence. So if you're not already a National Guild of Hypnotists member, you got to become a member, and you got to go to, because you get all this good stuff, and you want to go to the convention. And we'll be talking about a little bit more about that. I tell you, you're not even going to believe how many workshops there are. There's over 200 workshops from just about everybody who's anybody in the world of hypnotism. And I mean, look at this. I'm going to just page through this real quick, because I know Brenda's got a lot to talk about. See those speakers? That's not all. Look at this. Oh, look at that, huh? Oh my. But that's not all. Look at that. Oh, I can't even hardly believe it. I know it's true because I go there every time. There's another couple of pages. There's other places that try to say that they are the biggest, or they are the best, or they are the, oh, there's two more pages of speakers. Can you imagine it? Why would you, I mean, if you had to choose between going to one, look at that, two more pages, unbelievable. And it just goes on and on, two more pages. So people say, oh, you got to go to our convention. It's the biggest or the best or the friendliest or the most open. I'm sorry. I've been going to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention since 1996. I've never missed it. I really don't bother with anyone else's. I'm not saying anything bad about anybody else's. But, I mean, I only got so much time, and I like to hang with the best. So make time now. Get your hotel room. Whatever you got to do. Be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. Who's going to be there? Well, I'm going to be there. Celeste is going to be there. Meredith's going to be there. Are you going to make it, Brenda?
I am, oh. Yes.
It's like a massive home run. All right, commercial time over. Lay it on us. And let me get a word in edgewise, Brenda.
I will, thank you. I will
myself.
Add, yes, I got my things in the mail yesterday about the conference, and I was so excited, but so overwhelmed because there's so much to look at, so I'll be diving into that over the next few weeks to figure out what all I'll be attending at the conference. I look forward to meeting people there. So we're going to go ahead and cover this topic a little bit today. Like I said, we're going to spend a few episodes actually talking about this, kind of going step by step. So a little bit of background, Cal mentioned that I have a bachelor's degree in sociology, and my master's degree is in criminology. I have an emphasis in victim services, and I worked for 15 years at the Rape Crisis Center here in Orange County, California. So I always think it's helpful to give that background so that you know I do have quite an extensive history of working with victims of sexual assault and adult victims of child sexual abuse. I also, though, really bring then everything that I learned. Once I learned 5-PATH and hypnosis, I realized, oh my gosh, this is such an amazing way to really work with people and help people who have been through really significant events in their life really heal. And so I have actually worked with quite a few people in my practice who have been victims of trauma. So I'm going to be bringing some of that experience to the plate as well. In preparing for this series, I did also do Don Motton's PTSD training, which I purchased on DVD. So it definitely helped kind of continue to reinforce what I already knew and what I suspected that I knew, and my experience here in the center, as well as my experience at the Rape Crisis Center, and it all brought back in then my 5-PATH experience and training as well. So today we're going to actually just do a little bit of background in terms of what we're talking about when we say sexual assault victims and sexual abuse victims or adult survivors of child sexual abuse. So kind of some general things, and then over the next couple of weeks we'll be tackling age regression, forgiveness of others, forgiveness of self, kind of bringing it all together. So I first really wanted to be sure that we were talking about, well, who is going to come into our hypnosis practice that is going to be, you know, when are we going to deal with these issues? And the reality is that any one of our clients, whether they come in and tell us that they've been sexually assaulted or sexually abused, or if they don't ever tell us in our intake that this is part of their history, this can come up with any of our clients. So that's actually why I thought it was really important to be talking about this, because the statistics are that 1 in 3 women will be sexually assaulted in her lifetime, and 1 in 6 men will be sexually assaulted. And the men, those actually are usually before they're even 18 years old. So there's a large portion of our population that have been sexually assaulted or sexually abused as children. So we really need to be prepared for the fact that some issues can come up. And you might get people who present, like that they put on their intake, I was sexually assaulted, I was sexually abused, I believe this is why I am the way that I am. And that's always very helpful. But sometimes you're going to get your confidence client, your weight loss client, your drinking client or smoking client, or even somebody who has sleeping issues or stress-related symptoms. So really any of your clients, this issue can crop up. I looked at my clientele my statistics over the last year, and 20% of the people that I have seen so far have been victims of either rape or child sexual abuse. And only two of those people specifically came to me thinking that that was what they wanted to work on. So is there anything that you'd like to add to that, Cal?
Yes, we have a saying. I think it was our five-pather, Ed Wunder, said this for the first time, or at least first time I heard it. They only think they're coming in for fill in the blank. They only think they're coming in for weight loss or confidence or stop smoking. But when we start going after the cause of the problem, we often find there's a whole lot much more stuff going on than they thought. Isn't that right?
Exactly. And, you know, actually my next point is that they might even say it as kind of like, well, but I've dealt with that. And we just kind of say, okay, great. Well, this is good for me to know. And thank you. That's helpful. And then boom, we end up really actually dealing with that because the subconscious mind is ready for that work on a different level than maybe they've done in talk therapy or done on their own or doing, you know, support groups. So that's actually another really important point, is that they come in and they only think they know, or they think that they've already dealt with these things. So you definitely want to be prepared for the fact if they come in and they present and they say, well, you know, this is a part of my past, but I've dealt with it. Just be prepared for the fact that they might still be revisiting some issues, and that's okay.
Let me assert something there.
Yeah.
So when they say, I've already dealt with that, there's dealing with it, and then there's resolving it, and there is moving on. And when they say, oh, I've already dealt with that, which really means, translates to, I don't want to go there again, right?
That is a really good point. Sometimes they think, you know, dealt with it doesn't mean that they've really resolved it. And sometimes that is an excellent point, is that sometimes with our clients, there is a fear of bringing these things back up to the surface. And, you know, we know the truth. We know the secret, which is that, wow, if we could do this and bring it up to the surface and really resolve it, they will feel amazing. And sometimes actually our clients might get a little anxious about thinking, oh no, if I bring this up to the surface, I'm going to have to deal with it. Or, you know, when the reality is that they'll feel so much better if they can just allow themselves to commit to the process. So the other thing that I really wanted to point out in terms of working with people who've been sexually assaulted, sexually abused, is also what their perception of their experience was. It's helpful for you to really understand what, like, the definition of sexual assault is, with the definition of child sexual abuse, because of course there are times where people may come to us and they've been date raped, they've been sexually assaulted by their spouse, and maybe they don't realize that that is sexual assault. If they said no and that person had sex with them anyway, that is a sexual assault. Now, that's part of my belief system because that's how I'm trained and that's the law. But not everybody really understands that. And I have had a situation here at the center where I was working with someone who was pushed past her boundaries and just kind of allowed the sex to happen. And I didn't pursue that further about, you know, well, this was rape, because her perception was not that it was rape. But I worked with her on resolving the problem without giving her that label. So you definitely want to be sure that you are open to following what the client really believes and what they feel happened, and supporting them in their experience where they come from. At the same time, you may have someone who comes in who maybe it was their abuse was not as overt, and they that you perceive, and you kind of look at it and you're kind of like, well, okay, you know, it sounds like kids playing doctor or whatever, but if they are distressed about it and upset about it, you want to work with them on what they are bringing to the table. So it helps for you to know that, you know, sometimes people are going to bring something to the table, some sort of sexual impropriety or abuse or assault, and you just kind of got to be prepared for any of it. What they bring to the table is what is distressing to them, is what, and especially what comes up in hypnosis as what is distressing to them, is what you'll be working on. Anything to add there, Cal?
Yeah, one of the things, I think you're kind of moving towards it, is what everyone needs to remember is it's not so much what happened as the meaning that they apply to what happens. And so Brenda's going to be talking about, as we get into this, about how what we're really doing is shifting perceptions. And please proceed.
Yes, and definitely in those perceptions, if someone is walking around life feeling like a victim and their perception of their history is being a victim, then that may be what, you know, what you're going to end up working on and helping them understand what happened and helping them heal from what happened as well. So it's really important to be prepared to follow the client's lead on what they're feeling and what they are thinking. We do a lot of that in our age regression as five pathers. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And anything that comes up, anything can come up in terms of sexual assault and child sexual abuse. So really be open to, okay, what are they bringing to the table? So many times we'll see on our message groups, you know, just because someone has said that they've been sexually assaulted, people get all, you know, worked up, and now what do I have to work on? I have to do this, I have to do that. Don't even think about what you have to do. Let the client take you where the client needs to go. And they will, they always do. And the other really important thing that I want to talk about, especially before we continue with the series, is really talking about the fact that you are not going to be working on acute cases in your hypnotherapy practice. When I say acute, I mean things that have just happened, things that are still pending criminal justice procedures. It's very important. Hypnosis and hypnotherapy is amazing for working with victims of crime. Absolutely. As someone who has worked in the victims of crime field for so many years, I'm here to tell you it is so, so helpful. However, before the case has gone to trial, we need to keep a hands-off approach, because sometimes the therapist will get subpoenaed to testify, and so you really do not want to be in a position that you are called to testify. So always make sure that, you know, it's after the time, you know, that the case has gone to trial or it's not going to trial, and then it would be appropriate for you to work with that client. What can be very difficult is that means that sometimes these people are suffering emotionally for many years before they go to trial. And they are waiting, but it's so important for them to be able to tap into the emotions and the feelings and the memories of what happened, and not shifting their perceptions of what happened anyway, or having forgiveness before they go to testify. As much as that forgiveness and all of these things are going to lighten their load and alleviate their symptoms so much, it's important that we don't get involved until that case is complete. It's just very important that we don't neutralize their feelings about the situation until everything is complete, so we don't get involved there. Anything to add there, Cal?
Yeah, as you're doing this, I'm writing down some notes. One of the things we want to make sure everyone understands is we're not talking about forensic hypnosis, where we're trying to help uncover memories with regard to a crime, to help find evidence and stuff like that. In fact, in many states, if someone has undergone hypnosis for memory enhancement, they may not be able to testify because of certain laws in certain states about that, because of concerns about false memories and tampering with memories and stuff like that too. So, gosh, you kind of have to know the laws where you're at. But typically, the work we do is we uncover things that are just not going to go to court because it was so long ago, or the person as an adult has decided not to pursue this person legally. So there's not a case pending. But if there is a case pending, you need to know the law, because if that individual intends to testify against the offender, then and it is uncovered that you did hypnosis work with them, it may cause them to not be able to testify. So you got to know the laws where you practice. Back
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. So important. I've seen, oh my gosh, just so many cases. You know, it's hard enough to prove this crime as it is, but to have anything get in that way, that was something that I really wanted to reiterate here today, especially so that everybody understands we are not dealing with acute active cases. And then the next thing that I wanted to really talk about in terms of laying the foundation for working with people who have sexual assault and sexual abuse history is how important that rapport is. And obviously, rapport is important for every single one of our clients, but there are some special things to be aware of when you're working with someone who is a survivor of sexual assault and sexual abuse. Obviously, trust issues are a number one. They usually have very big concerns about trusting other people. And, you know, here, even for them to lay down their guard, you know, so be very aware of that. A lot of times, especially for people who were abused as children, they have a lot of serious boundary issues. So it's very important that you are setting very firm boundaries with these people. You're not becoming friends with them. You're not chatting with them in between sessions. You're not talking to them about your own life, especially if you have your own sexual assault or sexual abuse history. This is professional. This is about them. Setting the professional boundaries with them. I wear a jacket every day here at the center, but I would actually like do everything to be even more professional with somebody if I knew, you know, that they were a sexual assault survivor, especially before I understood what their boundaries were, because they are just, you know, they're looking for support. And so be very aware of that. A lot of times there are touch issues with victims of sexual assault and sexual abuse, so be aware of that. For some, that, you know, deepening of the touching on the shoulder or whatever is going to be very, very helpful for them and very comforting, and others, it's going to be startling. So you want to be aware of the fact that they have a higher startle response. If they're not expecting your touch, especially in some elements of our sessions, you know, like our instant induction, we're scaring them into hypnosis practically, and their startle response is very high. So just be aware of that, because in the end, what you want is that building rapport, having them trust you, but having them trust you as the professional who is there to help you, help them in amazing ways. And so, Cal, that is what I have for prepared for this episode. So hey, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
I do. I want you to just give like a sneak peek of what you're going to go over in the next, I mean, just a morsel of what you're going to go over in the next three episodes.
A morsel. All right. Well, coming up, we are going to do a whole episode looking at some of the intricacies specifically regarding age regression. We're not going to talk about age regression and techniques, but more some of the things to be prepared for when working with sexual assault or sexual abuse clients. In regards to age regression, then we're going to talk about forgiveness work, which is truly one of those just miracles of hypnotherapy. And we're going to wrap it up focusing on forgiveness of self, which if I think that forgiveness is the miracle, forgiveness of self is the miracle beyond miracles of working with hypnotherapy, and just some of the things that I have learned working with my clients. And I think it's going to be a great series.
It's going to be the Uber miracle.
I know. I don't even think it's going to be a great series. I know it's going to be a great series.
All right. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, I am Brenda Titus. Thank you so much for watching today, Hypnosis, Etc. I'm here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. You can reach me if you have questions or any comments. Oh my gosh, I'm on our Hypnospace. You can reach me there, Brenda Titus. I'm at Brenda@OC Hypnotherapy. You can leave comments down below. He said like this, comments down below. I'd be happy to answer any questions or take any feedback. And I look forward to coming back. Thank you very much, Cal.
I'm so glad to have you. And everybody, this is Cal Banyan. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. If you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, go there now. I'd also like to have you visit our, got about four or five different websites. The one I think most of you are going to really dig besides this one is going to be hypnosis.org, where we organize the world of hypnosis for you. You can also learn how to hypnotize there and a bunch of other stuff. And of course, there's our Hypnospace. Go there. We're doing a revamp of that website. And so it might just look different than the last time you were there. So might have a little construction going on. Go check it out. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.